This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Fort Collins drops flock, but the license plate cameras keep spreading. The city voted 6-1 to cancel its flock safety contract and pull 15 cameras, yet it still runs Axon's AI report writing tool while neighbor Longmont swapped flock for Axon. A guest on the Kim Monson show says the technology keeps spreading no matter which company sells it. Fort Collins. The Fort Collins City Council voted 6-1 on June 16 to immediately cancel its contract with Flock Safety, ending the city's participation in the company's automatic license plate reader system, the network of cameras that photograph every passing vehicle and log its plate. The decision followed 6 months of public pushback, according to the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Councilmember Chris Conway cast the lone no vote. The council directed staff to immediately stop collecting flock data, begin canceling the contract, remove the city's 15 flock cameras as quickly as possible, and hold off on seeking new bids for similar technology until a citywide surveillance policy is in place. Other Front Range communities are moving the same direction. Denver opted not to renew its flock contract earlier this year and picked a new vendor, and Boulder is weighing its options, according to Kunk. The vote read as a win for residents who spent months objecting to the cameras. Mike Rawluck, an engaged citizen who tracks local government and works with the Ralston Valley Coalition, told listeners on the Kim Monson Show on June 24 that the celebration may be premature. He argued that ending one vendor's contract does little when the surveillance technology simply moves to another company. Fort Collins is not walking away from Axon-built surveillance tools even as it drops flock. The city's police department uses Draft One, an Axon product that uses a generative AI model to draft police report narratives from the audio captured by officers' body-worn cameras. Fort Collins Police Services adopted the tool, and because Draft One is a separate product from Axon's license plate readers, canceling the flock contract leaves it untouched. Axon also sells the license plate reader technology. Fort Collins just rejected from flock, and at least one nearby city has already made that exact substitution. Longmont swapped its reader vendor from flock to Axon, according to Yellow Scene magazine. Longmont Police presented Axon as their preferred alternative at a late March council meeting, and the council voted to move forward with the Axon contract. That pivot followed a December 2025 meeting in which the council voted 5-1 to reject any expansion of its flock contract. "I think we need to focus on the technology," Rawluck said on the show. Automatic license plate reader technology being proliferated throughout the neighborhoods, one company or another, I don't care what the name of the company is. I care about how many cameras there are. Axon's offerings extend well beyond license plate readers and report writing software. The company runs a drone as first responder program and operates Fusus, a real-time crime center platform that aggregates live feeds from drones, cameras, and other sources into a single command view. Its model also lets private businesses and homeowners share access to their cameras with police, and the company markets analytics that flag what it characterizes as abnormal behavior in footage. Rawluck pointed to a body-worn camera facial recognition pilot in Edmonton, Alberta, as a sign of where the technology is headed. Dozens of Edmonton police officers patrolled with cameras that scanned faces in December, the first such program by a police agency in Canada. The facial recognition-enabled cameras were manufactured by Axon, and the recognition model was supplied by Corsite AI, scanning for roughly 7,000 people on a watch list, according to CBC News. "I have not seen anything from that since December," Rawluck said, "so it's tough to find out how it's, quote-unquote, how it's going." Draft One has drawn its own scrutiny. It processes only the audio of an encounter, not the video, and the officer is prompted to acknowledge the draft before pasting it into a report, after which the draft disappears, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which argues the design frustrates public accountability. The tool was also a flashpoint in Longmont, where a resident objected to it during the vendor swap meeting, and council members signaled openness to forming a technology oversight committee. Fort Collins plans to write a citywide surveillance policy before pursuing any replacement technology. A June 4 memo from Assistant City Manager Rupu Venkatesh to the council says the policy will establish a clear, standardized process for how the city evaluates, approves, and monitors technologies that collect data on the public, the Coloradoon reported. City leaders framed the pause as a way to avoid simply switching companies and inheriting the same concerns. Even a fully executed policy will not clear the cameras already in place. Ending the city's contract stops government use of Flock, but not private use, and a crowdsourced map shows at least 50 cameras across the Fort Collins and Timnath area, the Coloradoan reported. That gap is the heart of Rawluck's argument. Just because you're getting rid of Flock does not mean that you're getting rid of the technology, he said. As one company loses contracts and another gains, we're thinking we're having wins because Flock is going away. But it's the technology that matters, not the company. And now, Kim's perspective. This is such an affront upon the Fourth Amendment, and it shows how quickly a real win can dissolve. Residents in Fort Collins spent 6 months pushing back, and the council listened. Yet the same city still runs an AI tool that writes police reports, and a neighbor just traded one camera vendor for another. When a city manager talks about building a robust surveillance policy, every one of us should be paying close attention to what that policy actually permits. The cameras do not care whose logo is on them, and neither should we. Watch your own local government, ask who is collecting data on you, and demand that your elected representatives answer for it. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.